Hello, and thanks for listening in on this podcast. I am Alex Sable, and today I'll be talking about that Facebook privacy statement craze from a few weeks back. If you posted said statement, we'll have some news for you. If you use Facebook and haven't been living under a rock the past week or so, then you've seen the status.
Better safe than sorry is right. Channel 13 News was just talking about this change in Facebook's privacy policy, better safe than sorry. As of January 3rd, 2015 at 11:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do not give Facebook or any entities associated with Facebook permission to use my pictures, information, or posts, both past and future. By this statement, I give notice to Facebook it is strictly forbidden to disclose, copy, distribute, or take any other action against me based on this profile and or its contents. The content of this profile is private and confidential information. The violation of privacy can be punished by law, UCC 1308, 1308, 103, and the Rome Statute. Note, Facebook is now a public entity. All members must post a note like this, otherwise you will be tactically allowing the use of your photo as well as the information contained in your profile and status updates. Do not share. You must copy and paste.
All kidding aside though, this post at first comes off as fairly believable. Worded kind of like one of those terms of agreement pages that no one actually reads, the status possesses a very official tone. It seems to have credibility by mentioning Channel 13 News, which totally hides the broadcaster name, such as NBC, Fox, or CNN, so that no one can look it up on their website. Furthermore, the post cites a UCC law and the Rome Statute, and while I hate to be the bearer of bad news, the UCC has nothing to do with social media, and the Rome Statute only covers crimes against humanity. I wouldn't exactly consider Facebook officials viewing my turnip pictures on Facebook as a crime against humanity, anyways. Now that that's debunked, we can talk about how it blew up on social media. Better safe than sorry. My posting of this statement isn't going to harm any children or anything, so why not? It's just Facebook anyways. It's a direct emotional appeal, and the creators of this hoax did a damn good job of crafting it. Posting it gives one peace of mind. Even if the concept is really outlandish, at least I can be sure that I'm protected from it, right? Finally, the crazy
"you must copy and paste"
instead of sharing makes decent sense. Because if you just share a status, it's not technically your own words, is it? Doing so hides the identity and occupation of the original creator, who almost surely has no official connection to Facebook. It amplifies the spread of the hoax, in that status posts spread exponentially faster than shares, since people will post the status out of conformity. However, when you think about it, will posting this actually nullify the potential repercussions? It's incredibly unofficial in every sense of the word. I do actually have to give some props to the makers of the hoax, though. They attacked something without physical structure, but tangible in an instant. Social media information. Identity. Facebook is a means of speaking one's mind and getting feedback from friends, and therefore is very personal. It is scary to think that you could possibly lose that sense of personality and privacy. To many people, Facebook is a personal means of emotional reflection, so it comes as no shock, the amount of anxiety and insecurity that this hoax generated. I am lucky to have Jane on the set here, a sophomore at North Decatur High School. Tell me, Jane, did you post the status?
Of course. When I first saw the post, I almost spilled my pumpkin spice latte. It could have ruined my Uggs.
Oh, wow. That would have been catastrophic. I'm glad you avoided that. But tell me, though, did you ever question it? Or did you say to yourself, wow, this really sounds fake?
I mean, yeah, but, like, all my friends were doing it, so why not? Like, better safe than sorry, right? Like, OMG, I have pictures on Facebook for my friends and only my friends to see. I can't imagine if anyone else saw them. I would cry.
Okay, Jane, thanks for joining us. To conclude, the truth is that social media is so huge that there are bound to be people who will believe anything and blow it out of proportion. But I'll cut the believers some slack. The creators of this hoax really did expose us. We have so much information on social media that we really have to guard it, as if it were a physical object of ours. The hoax remind us how important privacy is to our lives. But one thing is certain, that post that you just copied and pasted won't solve anything. So go delete that embarrassing Facebook post and go buy a sense of humor. Thanks for listening.